Got a DM from Carrie at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yep. So she wrote to us, and we've got this up on Facebook. You can chime in there. She says, hey, guys, I'm a little confused by my boyfriend's response here, and I thought I would ask you to.
Okay.
I've been dating a guy for about 2 months. Things have been pretty good. On Friday, we met for lunch. He suggested we agree to pass on Valentine's Day because he doesn't like to, quote, give his money to Hallmark. Oh, he and my husband could be besties. Well, that was a shocker.
Uh-huh.
I told him I was kind of looking forward to it, and plus, I'd already gotten him a little something. He said, well, maybe we can just stick to homemade stuff. Okay, so what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know this isn't crazy, and I'm probably blowing this out of proportion, but what should I do? Thanks, love your show.
You keep doing you, and just be unapologetic when it comes to this holiday. If this is your thing, and you love to celebrate it, then you shower him with stuff until he figures it out.
Yes, and he will figure it out. And you know, you've already told him flat out, you know, this time, hey, I got you something. So he knows it's coming. You just give it to him.
This isn't going to be a surprise for him.
No. And then maybe that will help him figure out, based on what you got him, the level with which he needs to match that. And if, you know, I get it. He's just like rolls his eyes and thinks it's just a made up holiday and a money grab for Hallmark, whatever.
Sure.
But, you know, bottom line is, you like the holiday.
Right.
You want to celebrate the holiday, and therefore he should pay a little bit of attention to it.
So they've been, what, a couple for a couple months now?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it, especially if you start dating close to a holiday where gifts are expected and things like that, where you're just kind of like, I don't know.
You can do a little something, like flowers, always beautiful.
Sure.
Chocolates, the standard gifts are out there, and at least it's an acknowledgement, and maybe go out to dinner. It's just an excuse to have a date.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that's right. That it's an excuse just to be affectionate towards your partner and to shower some love and some affection upon them. I remember, and I don't fashion myself as necessarily a romantic, right? Exactly. Uh-huh. And I remember I went to the grocery store, and I realized as I am at the grocery store with a thing of flowers and a card, looking around at all of the other guys that are doing the exact same thing as me.
They're on a run. They're like, I got to acknowledge it. I'm doing the standard.
And I thought to myself, I am no better than any of these people.
Yeah.
What?
Well.
So it was almost a realization for me that I was like, all right, maybe you need to.
Did you make a decision to amp it up?
Maybe you need to do a little bit better, or at least be a little bit more creative.
Maybe
now,
next year.
That being said,
I'm already in line.
That being said, we're 9 days away. I have not thought or done anything yet for Valentine's Day. But yes,
you got time, Sparky.
Yeah, I do. Now, are you a big Valentine's Day person?
We go and get each other favorite candy.
That's nice.
Like literally, go to the drugstore,
okay.
And he usually gets me flowers. And we just kind of get cards. Now, we do also give each other cards from the dogs.
Oh.
Which is kind of dumb, but it's hilarious.
It's kind of dumb.
And we,
you mean, wait. So you mean your dogs?
We signed them with little paw prints.
So your dogs send you guys Valentine's Day cards?
Yeah.
All right. Because
they're at the store. So I'm going to buy it. Because if it's got a pug on it, I'm buying it.
Oh.
And so, yeah. Okay. Pugs and kisses. I mean,
sure.
I'm not buying that card, right?
Yeah.
I'm not buying that card every year. Every year.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
And I draw little paw prints and say, woof, woof.
I like that you are.
Saying it out loud is so dumb.
I like that you are cracking yourself up right now just talking about this.
Because, well, saying it out loud really drives home how dumb it is. It really does.
But see, that's you guys. And you know what?
That's cute, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't think it's dumb because it's just your thing, right?
Yep. We keep, for every occasion, the dogs get cards for us, too. Birthdays.
I love how there,
all the occasions.
You know, you were talking about on Facebook. We have that up there. There are so many people that are like, wait, give his money to Hallmark? What the heck? Tons of small businesses offer Valentine's Day stuff. If he doesn't have the money, he should say that. But
that
it seems like he's setting it up to never do Valentine's Day. So,
exactly.
Yeah, Katie
and
continues.
It doesn't have to be just for Hallmark. Yes, get some like little treats.
Right. I was going to say
Valentine's
you can
cookies.
You can do the entire holiday without spending 1 cent to Hallmark.
Yes, you could. Valentine's donuts. I mean, there's lots of like Valentine's treats.
You can make your own card. You can make one of those. Have you ever done one of those like coupon books?
Oh, yes.
Like a sassy coupon book?
Oh, well, I haven't done a sassy one.
Oh, you haven't?
Like, no, but the kids would do that like in class and bring it home.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about for the kids. I'm talking about.
But okay, for you. Okay, well, that's, see, there you go. Why don't you do that?
Good for one massage.
Creativity. Nice.
Good for.
See, I think, listen, she doesn't listen to the show, right?
Who?
So, yeah, your wife.
Oh,
so,
yeah. No,
I think this is what you do. You're wondering what to do this year. There it is. You get creative. You got 9 days. You start working it out.
Yeah.
You do a little cut of the construction paper. You do a little markers, draw some hearts.
All right. Super cute. Anyways, Carrie, we're getting away from your situation. I think, I think you just do you and be unapologetic about how you enjoy it. All right.
And just say, listen, this is part of me, and just know going forward that I love Valentine's Day.
Yep.
I'm going to celebrate it.
I don't know
you
if you
get on board there, Chachi.
I don't know if you have a story about this or your partner or whatever. You can feel free to pass that along. 502-795-1997. So we got this DM from Carrie, who is a little confused by her boyfriend, who thinks Valentine's Day is a Hallmark holiday and is not really into the whole exchanging of gifts or anything like that.
He doesn't want to give his money to Hallmark.
Right. She is. And so she's like, hey, how can I get him on board with this? Or what do I do? Or am I making a big deal?
She's like, I told him I got you something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's all like, nope, not doing it. Maybe we can do homemade stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But I think it really what it comes down to is just acknowledging it. Like she wants to be acknowledged and feel loved that day. That's really what it comes down to. It's really not, I think, necessarily about the gift he picks, but just feeling special.
All right. And we were suggesting maybe a coupon book or something like that.
You mentioned you were a little nervous about the fact that you haven't done anything
yet. I wouldn't
yet.
Say nervous. Is what I was saying, but
you acknowledge that I need to get on the horn about that
at some point. Yeah. Bianca.
It sounds like her boyfriend is going like one of two ways. Like either he got burned 1 year by a present that did not go his way, or maybe he went to pick up something and that store kind of messed it up, or he's trying to set her up for a surprise that's really big and cute and fun. And all that stuff.
You are being very optimistic.
You are giving him a lot of credit.
Listen, I don't take all this medication for nothing. Of course I'm optimistic.
I don't take this medication for nothing. You know what? It's working. It's working.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Excellent.
By the way, my wife just texted me, can't wait for my coupon book.
Oh, dang it!
Oh my gosh, the coupon book. Do it.
Tell her to stop listening. Didn't you tell her to stop listening? Didn't you?
You know what? Okay, she rarely ever, but
she probably has a friend who's like, girl, oh my goodness, guess what you just said on the radio? Oh my gosh, I know what you're getting. It's a coupon book.
That literally happens too. She also texted, I would like boudoir photos, please.
Ooh, oh, wow.
So, you gotta get the fancy. You have to get the fancy satin boxers and like a nice like the bow tie. You know, you got to
the heart shaped candy box, right? Strategically
placed. Oh, baby.
Hang on. How did this turn into me? And we're trying to.
You told us your wife texted. You told us your wife texted that now.
Okay.
We have to include everybody in Valentine's shenanigans. Yes. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
We're just trying to help you, Sparky.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Bianca, thank you so much, and a happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. I'm probably going to have my godson scribble a bunch of cute pictures for my best friend and
like
help
it.
Her boyfriend propose to her.
Whoa!
I am so
okay, we're not going to tell anybody.
This year.
Yeah, we're not going to tell anybody.
She already knows the ring is coming, but she doesn't know how to do it.
Okay, she
doesn't know how to do it.
Okay, she doesn't listen, right?
We're not going to tell her.
No, she doesn't listen.
Okay, all right, good.
Okay, good.
All right, Bianca, thank you.
You're welcome.
We are ruining everything.
We have a little bit.
We are ruining everything.
We were innocent bystanders there. She just tossed it out there. We couldn't really do anything about it. It's going to be fine, though. They're not going to hear. Oh, by the way,
what?
Kelly from Crescent here is here. She's here for your boudoir pictures. We all have suggestions.
Oh,
we have suggestions.
You know what? Let's make that happen.
I think you should. Listen, just get a big heart-shaped box of chocolates and just strategically place it.
Would it be awkward if you were taking the photos?
No, I'm not taking the photos. I'm not a professional photographer. I don't trust myself to do that.
Oh,
nope.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what it is.
All right.
That's really what it is.
All right, great.
Not the fact that it would be really awkward.
All right, there you go. Hey, Carrie, good luck with you. we hope everything goes well for you and your boyfriend this Valentine's Day.
Oh, Amber from down the street says also a bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
A bow tie, box of chocolates, strategically placed. That's all you need.
All right.
And a wink and a smile.
Kelly, clear your photo app. Get ready.
Get ready, Elizabeth. I'm not taking the pictures. I'm not doing it.
All right, there you go. That is diving into the DMs, 99.70 JX.